rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the kick in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm your co-host, Andrew Battisti. We are back live this evening, and very happy to be back live with you. Last week, we did a little podcast version show from the Rhinos announcement of Salem Stadium as the new name of the stadium for 2011, but we are back live. We're going to run the gamut from the Rhinos to MLS to WPS to the World's Game. We're going to have Western New York Flash coach and former Rhino Aaron Kiwi Lyons on the show a little bit later. And hopefully we'll also be talking with U.S. International, the member of the Portland Timbers, just signed recently, Sal Zizzo. And now let's bring on our host, Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Well, good evening, Andrew. And thank you very much for being well all over again. I mean, I was worried, you know, that last week we didn't do the show because you were kind of under the weather. But it turned out that everything went well, and we did what needed to be done. But the reality of the thing is that soccer is in the air all over again, even though we have a lot of snow, and we had a terrible snowstorm last week. We got some like 12 or 13 inches of snow over here. I couldn't find my driveway, to tell you the truth. But here we are. Today the rain came, and now, before you know, the spring is here. The flowers going to bloom, and soccer, you know, soccer is already in the premises because the Rhinos are beginning to have preseason. They released their preseason schedule, and before you know, within a week or so, we're going to be able to see one of their games.
Well, the Rhinos will begin practice for 2011 2 weeks from tonight at Salem Stadium, 10 a.m., and Rhinos coach Bob Lilly, assistant coach Bill Sedgwick will be leading the troops out for their initial practices, and then during that week, the first time we can see the 2011 Rhinos will be Wednesday, March, okay, that's not, something's wrong here. It's got to be Thursday, March 17th,
right?
Because it's the Rhinos taking on SUNY Binghamton. It says Wednesday the 17th, but St. Patrick's Day is on a Thursday this year. So maybe they're wearing the green jerseys, who knows? Actually, SUNY Binghamton, one of their colors is green, so this should be an interesting matchup. It's the Rhinos and SUNY Binghamton, 6 p.m. at Salem Stadium. And then the next time the Rhinos are at home will be the 31st, and then it'll be the University of Buffalo coming in for a 4 p.m. kickoff at Salem Stadium. And then the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, a member of the USL Pro League, Rhinos will play them on Saturday, April 2nd, 3 p.m., and again at Salem Stadium. And then the season will start up on the 16th, against the Richmond Kickers down in Richmond. So all the preseason games are free of charge, and come down to Salem Stadium, check out the latest members of the Rhinos, people they're bringing in to look at for 2011, plus all the veterans coming back. I'm really excited. So 2 weeks away, and we're going to have soccer.
Exactly. Back in Rochester. And then, of course, that the home opener is going to be Saturday, May 7th, against Charleston, which is going to be the beginning of the home stand for the Rhinos.
That's right. You can get your season tickets by calling 454-KICK. You can also get your season tickets at the preseason games. There'll be people from the Rhinos there to take your season ticket orders. And it's one of the best bargains in town. It's going to be a great season coming up at Salem Stadium with the Rhinos, the Rochester Rattlers, and the Western New York Flash, all three teams. Every weekend there'll be something going on at the stadium, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you know, it's important to remember that, you know, the soccer aficionados, you know, those people that who really want to see soccer remain in Rochester and last forever, you know, there is only one way that that happens, if we support the team. and supporting the team, it means that we buy the season tickets, or you know, and there is a saving to it. So if you're playing, if you are a soccer fan, and if you are a Rhino supporter, you know, the best way to save some money in this tight economy that we have today is to buy a season pass. And the season pass saves you a tremendous amount of money. So you need to be coherent and understanding that if you want to save money, just go to the Rhino's office, 454, or call them up, 454-KICK, and get the information. They got all different kind of plans, and, you know, you're saving money. And not only you're saving money, but you're going to be able to ensure that the Rhinos are a Rochester forever and ever.
That's right. The Rhinos made some news recently. They've got three new signings. First player I'm very excited about. I've seen him play a number of times, both here in Rochester and also on television, with the Puerto Rico Islanders. They made their big run into the CONCACAF Champions League a few years ago. Kendall Jagdeo-Singh, member of the Trinidad and Tobago national team, will be playing for the Rhinos this year. He's got speed to burn, and that's always a good thing to have, Joe, when you got a guy up top. We got the guy, like the big guy Andrew Hoxie, to hold the ball and do his fancy moves. We got Isaac Kesey, who's also quick, and Anthony Hamilton. Now you got Kendall Jagdeo-Singh. He's going to be a fan favorite, I really think. It's going to be good for the Trinidadian community to come out and see one of their own play here in Rochester.
Well, I think that Coach Lilly and Pat Erkel, you know, the manager of the whole thing, are really structuring the team to be the best team that ever been in Rochester. Well, not ever been in Rochester, because we had a lot of good teams. So this is going to be, you know, I'm sure the better team, that better than last year, because they get a lot of new players. But what is important, that they have retained the nucleus of the last year team, which it's familiarized. They already know one another.
That's right.
This year was very difficult because they had almost a brand new team. There was only two, three people that came back, and of course we're going to miss the face of you know, Scott Bello there. We're going to miss some of the people that departed, the Pitch Cullen that went to the Puerto Rico Islander.
That's right. They
and, you know, so we made a swap. We got one of their players, and we get one of our players.
Yeah, I guess, and, you know, didn't work. It actually wasn't a trade, but it actually did work out that way.
Yeah, it worked.
Jagdeo-Singh was with Puerto Rico, and now he's with the Rhinos. And Aaron Pitch Cullen, last year's Rhinos MVP, has gone on to play for and now will play with the Puerto Rico Islanders. And hopefully, Joe, that's the only player the Rhinos will lose to the North American Soccer League. We'll have to see what happens as the next few weeks unfold, but certainly it's going to be a loss. I mean, it's a guy who's a veteran of MLS, guy who was a very steady influence, playing a bit out of position, though. He played the defensive midfield spot made famous locally by Lennon Steenkamp, but he's more a natural center back, and I think that's probably what he will play with the Puerto Rico Islanders. Another two new players for the Rhinos that signed recently will be Brad Stisser, who played with the AC St. Louis squad last year, and the late lamented AC St. Louis. Picked up 5 goals last year in 24 appearances. And then a true rookie to professional soccer will be Will Traynor. He played at the University of South Carolina. He was a 4-time Conference USA Academic All-American. 3.75, at least he has the medal. He won the Commissioner's Academic Medal, which is awarded to student-athletes with a cumulative GPA of 3.75 or higher. So this guy's a very intelligent player, plays in the back, so you always want to have good, smart players in the back, Joe, when you're facing all the great forwards we're going to be seeing this year.
Well, the reality of the thing that when you look at soccer, it's a game of skill, and it's a game of being able to read the game and being able to do what needs to be done, you know. So a med guy, you know, it's pretty well, you know, you will be a good player because you can figure things out.
My playing days are long gone, believe me. I won one intramural championship at St. John Fisher playing indoor soccer, but that's long, long ago. I've given up the boots for the radio headphones. I'm very happy that I'm calling things and not getting onto the field anymore. I'm very happy where I am right now, but it's going to be interesting to see where, you know, where Will Traynor fits in. Again, a rookie player coming in, I'm sure with Troy Roberts back with the Rhinos. He's going to be a great teacher, much like he did last year with Tyler Bellamy from St. Bonaventure. So a good person to learn from, a guy with all that MLS
experience. Once the Rhinos going to release the roster that for 2011, we're going to certainly find out what kind of a change they made, what kind of acquisition they made. And I'm looking forward to see that they have acquired or that they have somebody that's going to be the general of the midfield, because that's always been kind of our weakness. Somebody that can control the game, somebody that is able to read the game very well, and somebody that's going to be able to slow the game up or speed the game up when it needs to be. So I hope that they get that kind of quality player, because that's what we missed in the past.
Well, it's certainly not going to be easy, because those players are certainly not a dime a dozen. There are very few real midfield generals out there, but I know that Coach Lilly will work with one of the players we already have on the team. A guy like Alfonso Montalcavan, I think, is a person who could play that role. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Maybe Coach might have his eye on somebody else that might be coming in. We might be seeing some new faces. And certainly we will see new faces during the first couple weeks of training camp as Coach Lilly looks at some new players. And we'll see what happens in 2011 for the Rhinos. But there's a lot of stuff going on in soccer, Joe, both at the national level, the international level. And we're very happy to have Dick Howard coming back with us in just a moment, back from his trip to the Caribbean. He'll be able to just in just a moment. And before he takes off to a trip to Ghana coming up in the month of March. So we'll be back with world traveler Dick Howard and the International Report next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Dick, how's it going up in Toronto?
Not too bad at all, and not too bad. The weather is getting a little bit easier, which is nice. But it was still snowing when I came back from the Caribbean on Saturday night, so it would be nice to be down there again. It's very nice and warm and pleasant conditions.
I tell you, Dick, you know, I envy you a lot because you're able to escape the cold winter of the North America and go into the beautiful places where the sunshine and the people are warm and the beaches are beautiful.
It's so great, Joe, and they love their soccer down there. I tell you, I was waiting to leave St. Lucia at the weekend and went into a sports bar and, you know, seen the Man U game there, and it was great, you know, to see the interest. But there's lots of expats, lots of people from around the world dotted around the Caribbean, and they obviously carry their passion to the game, and it's great to see. So there's no shortage of games to keep up with everything.
That's right. Speaking of the Caribbean, there's certainly the eyes of the CONCACAF was down in Jamaica over the past few days as the CONCACAF Under 17 Championship took place, and the United States beat Canada 3-0, winning the championship for the first time since 1992. Rochester's own Jordan Allen was on the team, did not compete in the tournament at all, but he was a member of the team. And if you have a chance, go online, everybody. Look up the tournament on YouTube and check out the an unbelievable goal from Nathan Smith. It was the match-winning goal scored in the 92nd minute. Unbelievable shot. And it was the first goal, Dick, that Canada had given up in the entire tournament. So the Canadians did a great job, and they'll be in the World Cup coming up in Mexico this summer.
Yeah, it was great for the Canadian team to get back on the world stage again. Obviously, it's always a good game, a very competitive game when we're playing our neighbours to the south, and certainly it seemed as though the U.S. just had that extra firepower. I haven't seen the goal. I've heard it described to me, but I haven't actually seen it yet. But it seemed to be quite a remarkable effort to score the opening goal in that 3-0 win.
Dick, talking about Canadian soccer, and, you know, there's been a lull, that's how you say it, you know, there's been a little bit of interest that now is coming back. I mean, why was that, and what is the change that occurred to make Canada really a competitive nation now on the world scene?
Well, I think, yeah, we talked earlier, obviously, about the success of the women's team getting to the World Cup, and now with the under-17s getting onto the world stage. The key thing is that in Canada there are the development programs, but there's not the depth that you have in the States. You know, for every one player that you have in a national team in the States, you've got probably 10 that are equally as good. We don't have that talent pool as much in Canada. We've got to use a lot of players that are maybe playing in Europe that have parents who have passports, you know, from the European Commission. So it is a little bit different with regards to the preparations. It's not the money that the U.S. has for the preparation of teams. So in many ways, it's a real bonus to get back on the world stage because, as you know, and it's not easy playing against teams from Central America.
Certainly not, but the Canadians did a great job, and so did the United States. Like I said, it'll be interesting when that World Cup's coming up right about the same time as the Women's World Cup is taking place in Germany. So I'm sure Mexicans are going to be definitely one of the favorites in that tournament. They didn't have to qualify because they're hosting the tournament, but it'd be great to see the United States. We all hope that Jordan Allen, Rochester's own, will be on a member of that team. He's one of the younger players. Actually, he's only 16 years old, I believe, so one of the younger guys. So he didn't get a chance to play in this tournament, but hoping he'll make the team and be able to go to Mexico coming up this summer. It should be a big summer of soccer with the Gold Cup, the World Cup of Women's Soccer, and the under-17s as well. It's going to be a lot of fun this year.
It'll be great, and it's always great, isn't it, when you have a local players that play on the national team, and certainly it gives a boost because you can promote that, and hopefully he's getting a lot of coverage in the newspapers with regards to that achievement. Full credit to him.
Well, Dick, you know, talking about Toronto soccer, of course, we got to talk about Toronto FC that they just got beat by Orlando City in Walt Disney World Pro Soccer Classic on Saturday. What do you say about that? I mean,
well, I think preseason, Joe, as you well know, you can't give a true indication. They've been trying out a lot of players, different lineups in each of the games. They've lost the last three exhibition games. And it you know, if you're looking at wins lost, it's not good. But I know that Winter has been trying out a lot of trialists, and there's not too many familiar faces in this Toronto team compared to last season. You know, Dwayne De Rosario, yes. Stephen Dry, obviously, the goalkeeper. But there's not too many others. Adrian Kahn, the central defender, will obviously be one that he'll count on. But it'll be a completely different lineup, different style of play, totally different to what we've been used to over the past few years. And I'm looking forward to it. I think he will, you know, if he can instill the Ajax method and the way that they play the game, then it's certainly going to augur good football in the field.
Yes, sir. And the game's going to be, the first game is coming up in just about 3 weeks' time, and the Reds will be going out to Vancouver to take on the Whitecaps in the first ever all-Canadian MLS match. It should be, I'm sure, something that's going to be covered very heavily in Canada.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, a rivalry between the two cities, between Vancouver and Toronto, whether it be, you know, usually on the hockey ring, but it's going to be good to see that, and see the interest, and the atmosphere in the stadium will be tremendous, because in the Vancouver area, as we know from previous performances in the North American Soccer League in particular, you know, the crowds were there, and there's always the interest in the A-League and in the United Soccer Leagues with the Whitecaps. Great organization, and it won't be an easy game, certainly for Toronto FC, in that opener.
Well, you know, it's unbelievable, but you just mentioned something about the North American Soccer League, and I just wanted to, you know, not to rehash something that we talked about before, but how do you see the rebirth of the North American Soccer League?
Well, I think now, and hopefully it will be put in place, you know, I think it's just been for one season, and they're allowed to continue this year. But I think the way the, you know, with the structure of the MLS and expansion, and then below that the North American Soccer League, and then below that the USL Pro is probably the way to go. So you've got a sort of the different categories. We've talked about, you know, AAA baseball, and same situation in basketball. The more opportunities there are for coaches, players, referees to play, you know, whether it be semi-pro or pro, the better. And there's lots of talented players in North America, and they need a place to play, and if there's that structure, I think it's going to augur well for the future in the development of players in North America. They won't have to go overseas to ply their trade.
Well, let's switch side now. Let's go to Europe a little bit and talk about, of course, you know, my favorite places. It's Italy. Palermo lost 7-0. And you know, the coach got fired. I mean, you know what Ranieri said. Ranieri says to be a coach in Italy is to be, is, you know, Ranieri, the coach of AC Roma, right?
Well, it used to be.
It used to be. Okay. He said to be a coach in Italy is like being hell. Now, and then he went on to comment that you know, the Italian players they don't have the grit and the desire to apply themselves to, you know, as the English players are saying. He kind of took a little step at Totti, I think, because he put Totti on the bench. And what is your really opinion between a comparison between English players and Italian players or Spanish players?
I think any players are a challenge during this day and age, given the salaries that they're getting and the salary that a manager is getting. And obviously with Ranieri, he can look at his time in the Premiership, so he knows exactly with regards to that what has to be done. And in Italy, the pressure to do well, you know, and you can see it when you look at the standings, you know, that especially if you're in the bottom teams of the league, if you're a coach of Bari or Brescia or Cesena, you know, it's going to be tough. And I'm glad in many respects that I didn't go into the coaching ranks, because I think it is very difficult. You've got to be a certain kind of person to handle professional players in this day and age. You've got to be very much a psychologist. Your man management skills have got to be there, and you also got to have a bit of luck, and we've seen that time and time again. You know, that 5 inches can be the difference. And I remember one coach saying, you know, 5 inches can be the difference between a hero and being, you know, less than a hero, a goat, so to speak, because if the ball hits the post and goes in, you're a hero. If the ball hits the post and comes out from your goal attempt, you're just the opposite. So it can be challenging, and certainly in the top leash, you've got to win. And if you're at the bottom or middle of the table, it's very tough. Week in, week out in the Premiership, it's a challenge because you win a game or a couple of games, you can be middle of the table. You lose a couple of games, you'd be near the bottom. And there's promotion and relegation, which we don't have in North America.
That's right. And today we had a big match in Italy. Everybody knows it was first place AC Milan against second place Napoli, and Milan won fairly easily 3-0. So that puts them 5 points clear of Inter, who has moved up now into second place in the league due to that, with that loss by Napoli. So that's our result from today. But today the Italian teams definitely struggled in the Champions League. All three of the teams from Italy lost back in the last couple of weeks. Inter lost at home to Bayern Munich. Roma lost at home 3-2 to Shakhtar Donetsk. And, of course, Milan losing an incredible match to Tottenham Hotspur on the road. So all three of the Italian teams were at home, and all three of them lost. So I think it's looking good right now for the English teams. They all did very well in the tournament in the first round.
Well, that's the second year that's happening. I mean, they're just... For some reason, the English soccer right now, it's really, really better than any European country.
Well, we'll see what happens with Barcelona, of course. They still fancy themselves the best team in Europe, even though Inter is the defending champion. But, Dick, that match with Arsenal, what a contest that was. And you got to give the Arsenal fans and their team a lot of credit for winning against Barcelona at the Emirates. But now they have to hopefully defend that 2-1 lead in the second leg next week.
Yeah, and also, of course, of the disappointing loss of the weekend to Birmingham and, you know, the final. And the way that they lost the game, of course, I felt so bad for the young goalkeeper with that mix-up with the central defender, and suddenly it's 2-1 for Birmingham City, and one of the big upsets of the season in English football. But full credit to Birmingham. They certainly, Alex McLeish, hard-nosed professional when he played himself, and his team gave an outstanding performance, none better than Ben Foster in between the pipes. Had an outstanding game in goal against Arsenal. But you look there, and I mentioned the word obviously, but there have to be replacements between the posts. You know, you look back at David Seaman, Tony Adams, Martin Keown era, and Arsenal are really struggling in between the posts and in central defence, and it's got to be a time, I think, for the manager to buy some players, experienced players in those positions.
Well, the League Cup was the first title Birmingham has won in 48 years, so England's second city has a trophy to call their own now, which is a tremendous accomplishment. But Arsenal, they're going to looking ahead to Barcelona, but the big match coming up tomorrow, I know I'm going to be glued to my TV. The postponed match from a few months ago when England had the big snowstorms, Chelsea hosts Manchester United, and if Man U can get a victory, I think it might just be the end of the Premiership season, and Man U will have a pretty clear road to the title. But if Chelsea can win, then things will tighten up again.
Yeah, no, it's gonna. I can't see Manchester United losing, but a tie might be the result of this game, but it's certainly one to save, isn't it? And as you rightly mentioned, certainly one that Chelsea need to win and get back in the win column again. They've been a little bit inconsistent in recent months, and we'll see if the battle with Nemanja Vidic and Fernando Torres, it's going to be a real battle, because Torres seems to have the edge, doesn't he, in games when Liverpool have been playing against Manchester United. They always seem to a scourge for the Man U defense, and he'll obviously want to have a good game tomorrow.
Well, the big factor, I think, could be fitness, because Man U played over on Saturday against Wigan and did win, but Chelsea did not play this weekend, so Chelsea definitely has more rest, and coming into a match on a Tuesday, I think if the fans can get behind it, and Anelka can play like he did against FC Copenhagen in the Champions League.
Yeah, outstanding.
He was the man of the match. Scored both goals. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But Joe, I know that we have a big match in Italy this weekend. Juve hosting AC Milan, and that's a.
And let me tell you, my heart is broken because my Juve is not really doing very good, and I was watching TV last night, the Domenica Sportiva, and the commentator, they really did a job. On Juve, because they made all this acquisition and nothing's working out. Nothing's really working out. The fans are all upset. They're booing the team. As they enter and they exit. So it's a terrible time at Torino right now. So
Bologna winning their 2-0 and Di Vaio, the former Juventus player, yeah, scoring both goals. But
you know what he said? They interviewed Di Vaio last night, and they said that the trouble with Juventus is that the players they don't play to win; they play with fear. They play not to lose, and that's a bad thing. You know, is that correct, Dick?
Well, a lot of it is confidence, Joe. You've seen that over the years, and when you're getting the results and you're at the top of the standing, it's great. But when you're losing games and you just can't seem to get out of it, it's tough, and it's certainly been reflected. I was reading an article just recently about Juve, I think, losing about €40 million this season compared to previous seasons. You know, they're in a lesser tournament than the Champions League, TV rights, and the business of sport raised its ugly head. But they'll bounce back, Joe, and we've seen it before, and you'll see it again, so don't get too despondent.
Well, Del Piero did officially re-sign with Juventus, yep, so he will not be coming to MLS as many of us had hoped.
As we hoped.
But he'll be staying with Juve, and probably will retire as a Juve player. But, so I need,
and eventually he's going to go into management over there with Nedved, and they're going to be scouted all over the place, much like our friend from Canada is doing right now. He's going to go to... Where are you going next, Dick?
This time next week I'll be in West Africa, in Ghana, the home of Michael Essien. So,
Also the home of Frank O'Doy. Can't forget that. Right,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Frank O'Doy. I'm sure that I'll be meeting up with people that remember Frank in his glory days playing with the Black Stars. And
and Gladstone 040. Don't forget the Gladstone 040.
That's right. Yep. Some great players from Ghana that have come over to North America and are playing in English football. So it will be certainly a memorable few weeks there, doing some development work. So it will be great.
I placed a call for Frank Godoy because I wanted to talk to him before we went on the air, so he could give me some scoop for you, a place to go, and you can go visit his relative, because they over there his father, yesterday, is deceased right now, but he was like a big political guy there.
Okay, well, yeah, we have something to talk about anyway when I get back.
Yeah,
we'll miss you, Dick, for the next few weeks. We'll have to muddle along without you, but I think that calling Ghana might be a little bit difficult.
Well, you might get a surprise call, we'll see. But, it's certainly great, and that's the great thing about the sport, isn't it? You just follow the bouncing ball, and it can take you all over the world.
Yeah, that's great. And, you were talking about the goalie and the changing that, needs to be made between the pipes. And it would be remiss if everybody mentioned that Julio Cesar, the goalie from Inter, after Inter lost to Bayern Munich, he walked home.
Rare mistake.
He was so upset that he let in their goal.
Yeah, rare mistake by him, but, giving up that the rebound and... you really feel for them, especially late in the game, because it's so tough to get back into a game. If you do it early on, it's not too bad. You can maybe bounce back, but late in the game, you make key mistakes. And the thing about goalkeeping, Joe, and you can testify to this, is if you make a mistake, the net will always stop the ball. If you're a midfield player, you've got others behind you. But
I know.
Goalkeepers,
they're either hero or god.
Yeah,
goalkeeper, either heroes or God.
So. Dick, right. You know that very well. I'm sure.
I know it well. I've been a goat a few times, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well, Dick, we want to thank you for being on tonight. We always appreciate you coming on, and maybe we'll hear from you from the country of Ghana over the next few weeks. If not, we'll talk to you when you get back. Thanks again, and have a very safe trip.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Thanks, Dick. Have a good one. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're always very happy to have Mr. Zero with us, give his viewpoint. Of course, he works for FIFA and he has all the scoop, knows many of the big dignitaries in soccer. So we'll talk to him again real soon. But Joe and I will be coming back next, and we'll have our next segment here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
More than 20,000 watts of news power
every day. You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Track 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL,
Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
New Way Auto Parts, with 6 locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer, and our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer. You can get there from our website at www.soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Because we're not going to have Sal Zizzo on tonight, we'll try to get him on next week for everybody. And just a quick note, I'm very happy to say that I'm going to be doing a little another sport, Joe, that I love very much, college basketball. This Friday, the University of Rochester will be playing in the NCAA tournament, both the men and the women. And the men's game will be 6 o'clock, and the U of Rochester will take on Elms College, men, down in Ithaca. J.C. Galas will have that game. And then I'm going to be broadcasting the women's game at 8 o'clock, and the University of Rochester hosts Daniel Webster College, very small school in New Hampshire. So that should be a very interesting game, and it's going to be 8 o'clock, and I'll be doing the play-by-play for that. So I want to thank WYSL and JC for giving me that opportunity. Looking forward to that, Joe.
Congratulations, Andrew. I think that you'll do a fine job, and certainly I'm going to be listening to you.
Uh-oh, I'm getting nervous now. It's been a while. It's been since 1997, the last basketball game I did. But
well, you got to practice.
Well, speaking of games, we got some big matches. I already mentioned Chelsea Man U coming up on tomorrow at 2:45. 10 o'clock, it's going to be the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League between the two MLS teams, Real Salt Lake and the Columbus Crew. Match ended 0-0 in the first leg last week in Columbus in a snowstorm. So Real, I think, has the advantage there. It's interesting how it works out. There's two U.S. teams, two teams from Honduras, and four teams from Mexico. The U.S. team, winner of the U.S. series, will play the winner of the Honduras series, and the two Mexican series will play each other. So you're going to have a Mexican team against a team either from Honduras or United States in the final. That's
which is good.
And Cruz Azul team, you know very well, Joe.
Cruz Azul is a very nice team in there that I'm familiar with,
the Cement
from the North American Soccer League.
That's right. They're going to be playing against Santos. That match is going to be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And then Toluca takes on Monterrey. Monterrey hosting that match. That's on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, it's Olimpia hosting Saprissa. Both teams from Honduras. Saprissa leads that series 1-0. And then also, I mentioned Arsenal. They have a replay in the FA Cup that's going to be on Wednesday against fellow London side Leighton Orient, one of the lower division of English professional soccer. Leighton Orient tied their match against Arsenal at home late, and it's going to be a big payday for Leighton Orient. But always good to see FA. I love the FA Cup because you get the teams like Crawley Town, who played so well against Manchester United, and I think what the way Man U played on that match was a disgrace. They looked terrible. They got a lucky goal in the first half and just basically rode that to the match. But Crawley has nothing to be ashamed of. They're in the fifth division of English soccer, not even a professional team, and they only lost 1-0 at Old Trafford to Manchester United.
But basically, we have the same thing in the United States with the Open Cup, that you got all the people in the different team from different division, even from the amateur rank, that competing for the Open Cup. So it's I think the Open Cup was fashioned after the English League, the FA Cup.
Right, that came first.
So it's that's really outstanding performance by lower team that on a given day anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah.
Especially when the higher team, they think that there will be a walk in the park,
I failed to mention to Dick, too. I forgot to congratulate him as Everton knocked Chelsea out of the FA Cup, the two-time cup winners on penalty kicks. What an exciting match that was, and you got to give Everton a lot of credit. They're going to be playing this week against Reading in the FA Cup, yeah. So see if the Toffees and Tim Howard...
Andrew, I watched their game and the penalties, and they go to show you that even players that are at the highest level, They miss penalties.
Yeah, Ashley Cole, and I tell you what, he has not had a good week. He accidentally shot a steward of Chelsea over the weekend, and there's not going to be any disciplinary action. Not going to suspend him or anything. It was an accident.
When Rooney, the same thing. He elbowed.
This is actually he had an air pistol, and the gun went off, and it struck one of the stewards at Chelsea. So there's always something going on that's outside. And the other thing I got to mention, this is on our webpage, our Facebook page. It's at facebook.com/radiosoccer. I don't know if you saw this, Joe. There was a match between, I think it was Chile and Peru, and it was a youth match, youth under 20 match. There was the defender actually took the forward's hand, hit himself in the face with it, and went down, and the referee gave the yellow card to the forward. and even the announcers were laughing, like, what is going on? It's getting a little bit too far. But that's on our webpage, our Facebook page. Also, there is some trick shots between Tobin Heath and Yael Averbush of the Western New York Flash, something they taped in the preparation for the Algarve tournament that's going to be coming up this week in Portugal. So you can see a little trick shot artistry. It's amazing the talent of these ladies. We're going to have Aaron Kiwi Lines on in just a couple moments to talk more about the Western New York Flash. And, Joe, I'm getting really excited.
I'm looking forward to see the ladies' game. I think that, Rochester's being blessed by having, the Flash playing in Rochester. I think that the Rhinos are going to do a great job, on the field and overall to promote the Salem Stadium, because they got a lot of events going over there. And kudos go to the Rhino staff and Pat Ercoli and all the people that are doing all those negotiating, it's going to bring soccer in Rochester at a higher level.
We're going to be very busy this summer with not just the Rhinos and the Flash, but also the Women's World Cup, the Gold Cup, the champions of CONCACAF, U.S., Canada, Mexico, all these great teams will be in that. And then the Under-17 World Cup with hopefully Rochester's Jordan Allen playing for the United States, that tournament happening in Mexico. So
yeah,
we have a full summer of soccer coming up, and it's not even a World Cup or a European Cup here. It's going to be very exciting. Of course, we'll be covering all of it right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass every Monday night here on WYSL and on the web as well. But up next, we're going to be joined by the coach of the Western New York Flash, former Rhino Aaron Lyons. And that's next on WYSL, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate saved money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including the city, Irondequoit, Reese, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's H-A-H-N Auto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here. Joe Suriani is taking off for the evening, going off to a very important meeting. So Joe will be back with us next Monday night for all the latest in soccer and all of his great opinions. And nobody like Joe, so it wouldn't be in existence without Joe Suriani and, of course, Charlie Sciano, who started the show way back in 1994. But joining us now on the line is the coach of the Western New York Flash. Certainly be seeing a lot of him coming up in Rochester this summer, spring and summer. Former Rhino Aaron Kiwi Lyons joins us, and Aaron's appearance is brought to you by Dental Dr. David Olivo of Gates. Give him a call at 328-3382. Aaron, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me on.
No problem. This is the first time we've had you on and as the coach of the Flash. So, again, we're really looking forward to seeing the team in action this summer. It's going to be a great season for soccer in Rochester.
Yeah, it certainly is. I usually like to take a secondary role and get the players out and around and then the community and on these types of shows. So, it's going to be a wonderful summer of soccer. You know, we've got an exciting squad of players and personalities, and we're just looking forward to getting the ball rolling. Next Monday, March 7th, is when we start preseason.
Unbelievable. Finally, even with all the snow on the ground, we're going to be getting soccer starting up on March 7th, and it'll be at Salem Sports Park out in Elma, New York, is where the Flash will be training, and that's where the preseason matches will be held as well, just about an hour west of Rochester, not too far away. I know that, Aaron, you've got a lot of players that are coming into camp, and a number of players are actually going to be competing for, or are competing or will be competing for the U.S. national team in action currently. We'll talk about that in just a second, but are there any more players on the offing to be signed, or you pretty much have a set roster at this point?
Pretty much a set roster at this point. We've invited four or five players into training camp to earn spots on the roster. From last year's team, we just recently signed Gemma Day and Kelly Parker, who were standouts for us last year as we won the W League. And nice to be able to bring back some continuity into our squad and sign those players. And in training camp, I'll have another three, four players from last year's W League Championship winning team trying to earn spots. So hopefully they come in. I know there's a couple here preparing, and they're looking in good shape, so hopefully they can earn spots.
We talked about the players playing for the U.S. national teams. Right now, we obviously have the Algarve Cup coming up starting this week as the U.S. women will take on Japan on Wednesday at 10 a.m. local time here in Rochester. You can watch the game at U.S. Soccer Match Tracker and also on the Twitter feed, which is U.S. Soccer _WNT for women's national team. Four members of the Flash are on the squad: Ashlyn Harris in goal, Whitney Engine, the defender, Yael Averbush, midfielder, and forward Alex Morgan. I know that, I'm sure you're going to be watching these games with great interest, Aaron, because you know, we want to see our players do well and integrate with the rest of the national team, especially in this World Cup year coming up.
Yeah, definitely. Yael's been involved in the setup for a while now, and Ashlyn's been in there, you know, trying to earn a spot. And you know, they're hardworking girls. They've you know, got an opportunity here at the Algarve Cup to stake a claim. Alex Morgan will be hoping to get in there, and is, you know, very capable of mixing it up amongst the forwards there. And Whitney Ingen is a big talent. So they're all exciting players that'll the Rochester fans, Buffalo fans, and Syracuse fans will be able to get their eyes on this summer.
That's right. The U.S. is scheduled, again, to play Japan at 3 p.m. Again, that's 3 p.m. Portugal time, which is 10 a.m. Rochester, Buffalo time. Friday, they'll take on Norway, same time, 10 a.m., and then March 7th, next Monday, will be against Finland, and then the final placement match will be March the 9th, depending on where the U.S. finishes in their group. They'll need to win the group in order to have a chance to play for the championship. We also want to mention, of course, Abby Wambach's on the squad. Her next cap will be her 150th for the national team, and the first goal will make her the all-time leading scorer in the Algarve Cup. So, and we got to keep check of Abby, Aaron, because, you know, all fans in Rochester certainly are very proud of Abby.
I've noticed that, Andrew, yeah.
And you're going to be facing the Magic Jack SC, Washington Freedom, wherever we're going to call them. We're going to be seeing them four times this year. So it's going to be very interesting when Abby comes to town against the Flash, how much cheer she's going to get versus the home side.
Yeah, we hope we get one or two more, but understandable, you know, you know, a player like that who's been followed, no doubt, throughout Rochester, and just a wonderful spectacle, I think, for the women's game. And you know, to be able to, you know, have a player like that playing in her own front, you know, backyard and in WPS, it's exciting. It's exciting for women's soccer.
The U.S. under-23 women are also playing in a Four Nations tournament in La Manga, Spain, and two of our defenders, Becky Edwards and Ellie Reed, have played both matches so far for the U.S., all 90 minutes, and the U.S. beat Sweden in the first match 4-2 and then tied England 1-1 in a heavy rain and windstorm, and then the U.S. will play tomorrow against Norway. So good to see that combination of Becky Edwards and Ellie Reed in the back together, Aaron, because that, we may be seeing that on the field for the Flash this summer.
Yeah, we will be both, you know, very talented players, and as you can see, that next step below the senior national team, you know, both players are you know, going to look to come in and just, you know, settle in. I think they arrive tomorrow, actually, tomorrow or the next day. Arrive in Buffalo and just look to settle in and get started. I know they're both very excited about this this opportunity, as the club is about having them as well.
Well, we're glad the schedule finally came out. It took long enough, but the schedule came out about 10 days ago, and the Flash will open, as we all knew, against Boston at Harvard Stadium on Sunday the 17th, and then go down to Atlanta at Kennesaw State University on the 24th, and then Atlanta comes to the Salem Stadium for the first home match of the Western New York Flash Sunday, the 1st of April, of May at 4 p.m. I know that. I'm sure the fans and the players are all getting excited about that first home match.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, you know, finally looking forward to getting the ball rolling, actually. You know, it's been a long, turbulent off-season. you know, it's been a lot of hard work, you know, and assembling, you know, pretty much, a lot of new players, you know, into our squad. And the scheduling, the reason I think the scheduling took so long to get out was just these teams were looking to schedule as many games when they had their national team players around, and you know, that wasn't an easy thing, as you can imagine, with all these different dates that players are away. But we feel we've got a really good schedule. We're excited about our schedule, and you know, really super excited about our home opener on May 1st. Nice, simple, easy to remember date there against the Atlanta Beat, and hopefully I can get one over my buddy there, James Galanis.
There you go. And then actually the Flash is going to be home pretty much for the entire month of May and the first part of June. After the first two road matches, six of the next seven will be at home, and then the Flash actually have almost a month break in the schedule for the World Cup, which is a bit more than some of the other teams. I guess that's good for you, Aaron. So we won't be playing while a lot of the national team players are off at the World Cup.
Yeah, that was you know, part of the reason for us scheduling that way. A little bit of luck there, obviously, with that as well. A lot of teams are playing, I think, the June 19th, but you know, that we're happy with where we're at with our schedule. Now the rest is just, you know, in preparing players, you know, and getting everyone on the right here first of all, and then on the right frame of mind, and just ticking away, you know, working day in, day out, and getting used to a new environment, new home for the girls, and just getting everyone familiar with each other. But you know, that July 9th game will be interesting. You know, June 12th, July 9th, there will be you know, the possibility of us missing a few players, and it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's why they pay you the big bucks, Aaron. It's your job as the coach to make sure we feel a competitive team, and I know that we will. One last quick question. What's the buzz like for the team starting practice next week in the Buffalo area? Are they looking forward to seeing the Flash players coming into camp and seeing them all in action?
Yeah, there's been a big buzz here around the facility. A lot of people asking, you know, when we're finally getting the ball rolling. A lot of youth teams coming out, you know, to catch their glimpse of all the players. So it's nice, you know, it's nice that that people are into it, that people recognise the hard work that goes into, you know, getting those types of players here. So it's just exciting. We're looking forward to sharing it with Rochester. Yeah, and we've got quite a few friendly games coming up in our preparation. So we're excited to get started and stuck into those games.
Well, we're certainly excited about the team coming here, Aaron, and starting May 1st at the stadium, Salem Stadium, against the Atlanta Beat. And we're looking forward to seeing you back in Rochester again. You're a big fan favorite here with the Rhinos. I know that there'll be a lot of fans coming out to see you and as the coach of the Flash, along with the assistant coach, former Rhino, Scott Vallow, as well. So we'll look forward to seeing you guys.
You know, I still look back, and it's just, you know, it was an awesome time that I had there in Rochester, you know, going in there in my first year and being able to, you know, make that championship game with a pretty much new squad. And
well, thanks a lot, Aaron, for being on the show. We really appreciate it. We're running out of time here. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Aaron Lyons, the head coach of the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks to Aaron and Renee Meyer of the Flash. Next week on the show, we'll have Brittany Bach from the Western New York Flash on, and hopefully we can get Sal Zizzo on as well. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.